Good evening. Wonderful to see you all. And a Merry Christmas as well. Are we allowed to say that yet? Good. Well, Merry Christmas then. Before I start, let us pray. Heavenly Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. As we are reminded tonight of the real meaning of Christmas, we ask that the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, might shine in all of our hearts. We pray this in his name. Amen. Take a look at this. This is the Dyson DC29 multi-floor barrel vacuum cleaner. Isn't she a beauty? My son Levi loves vacuum cleaners, so for him, this would be the ultimate Christmas present. And the Dyson DC29 is no ordinary vacuum. This machine has the Dyson Cyclone technology for powerful suction. It captures allergens and expels cleaner air. It even has a suction release trigger, so you can vacuum curtains and rugs and furniture without them sticking to the vacuum head. I can tell that some of you are wishing you had requested one for Christmas. Now, would you believe it that Aldi was selling the Dyson DC29 for only $349 just the other Saturday? It's a bargain. If you don't believe me, look at the crowds lining up. People not wanting to miss out on these insane prices. They wanted a DC29. The only problem is Aldi didn't stock enough DC29s and things got out of control. Blake Ryan, he's a man from Sydney, was outraged. He said this, "My heavily pregnant wife was knocked over by animals, grabbing two, three, even four of them. Their behaviour was disgusting." Now, let's be honest here. This doesn't surprise us, does it? We all know that Sydney people act like animals. We expect this kind of behaviour from them. Now, if there are any people here visiting from Sydney, I apologise, but you know it's true. Of course, we would never see such animal-like behaviour in Melbourne, would we? We live in marvellous Melbourne, the most livable city in the world. We're more sophisticated, more cultured, more enlightened than the simpletons of Sydney. Or are we? As I read the articles and listened to 3AW Talkback Radio, there was no shortages of Melburnians wanting to complain. I heard reports of people pushing, shoving, elbowing, even knocking over the elderly just to get hold of a DC29. DC29s were being snatched out of people's hands, out of their trolleys even. There was one poor young girl who grabbed one for her grandmother as a Christmas present, but she didn't hold on tight enough and it was yanked out of her hands. Christmas ruined for this poor girl. Friends, even in marvellous Melbourne, a week before Christmas, people behaving like animals just to save a few bucks on a DC29. What's wrong with these people? But before we laugh at them and before we look down on them, let's be honest with ourselves here. Are we really that much different? Take me for example. I would never behave like that in order to get a DC29. Levi does not get his love of vacuums from me. But put me behind a wheel in heavy traffic, and that's a different story. If you saw me driving in heavy traffic, you would think that I was a Sydneysider. If you saw me driving in traffic, you would begin to question if I was really a minister. Here's a picture of me just earlier today at Stud Park Shopping Centre. And if you're wondering where I learnt such horrible road rage, it was actually from my mother, who's not here to defend herself. But here's a photo for you. my point is this. All of us have things that trigger the darkness that's in our hearts. The things that cause our mood, our behaviour and our thoughts to shift in negative ways. Why does this happen? Why do we humans behave this way? Why is our world so full of evil and sin and wickedness and selfishness, I ask? I think the Old Testament prophet Isaiah nails it 2,500 years ago. In chapter 8, he looks out and he sees people acting like animals, because in reality, he observes that they are lost in darkness. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. They will look toward the earth, but see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom. Even though we're made in the image of God, humanity has turned away from God, and as a result, we have got ourselves lost in darkness. We see this darkness all around us, and if we're honest with ourselves, we see this darkness even in our own hearts. What we need is light. Light is the solution to our darkness. Have you ever found yourself in this situation? You're in an unfamiliar room and it's nighttime, so it's very dark, and the light isn't switched on. So what do you do? You go searching for the light switch, don't you? You might not be familiar with the room. You don't know where the light switch is, but you know it must be there somewhere. So you feel up and down the walls on each wall to try and find where that light switch is. This is like what the prophet Isaiah is observing. Isaiah looks out and he sees people looking for something. They're looking for light. They're looking for something that will help them escape their darkness. But it doesn't work. There is no light to be found. But then, while the people are searching for light, something happens. What we find is a light suddenly appears. In chapter 9, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Notice it doesn't say that they finally found the light. No, they are walking in darkness, they are living in deep darkness, when all of a sudden a light dawns on them. It's as though the light has come to them. A light suddenly appears for them. What is this light? And where does it come from? Reading ahead in verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The light, this light comes to us in the form of a baby. And it comes as a gift that is given to us. We're told that this baby is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father, which means that he is the creator come in the form of a baby. In other words, the light that this world so desperately needs, the light that shines in our darkness, is a gift from God. And it's the gift of himself coming as a baby. Friends, obviously Isaiah is prophesying here about the birth of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, graciously given to us. Jesus, born as a baby. And Jesus, the light of the world. If darkness is the problem that we face, we're lost in darkness, then Jesus is the solution. He is God's light, come to rescue us from the dominion of darkness, come to call us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Friends, this here is the meaning of Christmas. One of the first signs that Christmas is near is the appearance of lights and candles. Lights on trees, in windows, on houses. But these lights are not merely decorative, they are actually symbolic. At Christmas, we remember that God's light has entered this dark world. The wise men follow the bright shining star that lead them to the spot. The shepherds hear the good news from angels surrounded with the glory of God's light. And they all go to see baby Jesus. God's light given to us, the light that we desperately need. John 8:12, this is Jesus talking. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Friends, at the first Christmas, God offered humanity light. But have you received this gracious gift? I'm not asking you if you have been baptized or if you read the Bible or pray or come to church every now and then. I'm not asking you if you call yourself a Christian or if you celebrate Christmas or Easter. I'm asking you, have you received the gift of Jesus? Is Jesus' light shining in your hearts? I'm going to conclude here with three reasons why we need Jesus. And the first one is this. We learn that light gives life. Have a think about it. The sun is our main source of energy and light. And so without sunlight, we would not live. We would freeze to death, and many other animals and plants and trees would be like this also. Put simply, we need light to live. And what's true at the physical level is also true at the spiritual level. Because of our sin, because of our darkness, we are spiritually dead. But Jesus came to take away our sin on the cross. He rose again to new life at the resurrection at Easter, and Jesus is able to make us alive again. So if we have Jesus' light, we will have life. And by that I mean we will have spiritual life, eternal life, new life. This is what Jesus describes as being born again. When Jesus' light shines in our hearts, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and we are born into God's family. The second reason we need Jesus is that light reveals truth. If you want to drive at night without crashing, you need to put your headlights on. If you want to see something more clearly, you put a spotlight on it. If evidence has come to light, as the saying goes, it means that more truth has become known. But if you have been kept in the dark, that means that truth and information has been withheld from you. You see, these are examples of light revealing truth. And on the flip side, we also see that darkness obscures truth. Well, Jesus is the light of the world, and because of that, he reveals to us God's truth. When we look to Jesus, we see what God is like. When we look to Jesus, we see how we are meant to live. When we look to Jesus, we learn the purpose and meaning of our life. So if Jesus' light is shining in your hearts, and if you are following him, you will have a relationship with God. You will be seeking to live the ways that he wants you to live, and you will be following the purposes for which he created you. Thirdly and finally, the reason we need Jesus, light is beautiful. Photographers know that one of the keys to the perfect shot is getting the right lighting. And I want you to think about times where you have been mesmerized by a candle or a bonfire. Times that you've gazed at thousands of stars in a clear night sky. Times where you've been captivated by fireworks on New Year's Eve. They're all examples of light bringing us joy and beauty. I'm sure all of us have probably seen bug zappers like this one. What happens is the insects become so attracted to the light that they get sucked in, don't they? They can't help it. They are drawn to the beautiful light, and then comes that very distinct sound, zap. That's a little bit like what being a Christian is, without the whole being zapped to death part. Jesus is the light of the world, and when we truly see his light, it is irresistible. We're drawn to it. When Jesus' light shines in our hearts, it's beautiful, it's attractive, it brings us joy, and we fall in love with him. And so just as someone who loves chocolate wants more chocolate, and just as when we love a song, we want to hear that song more and more, and just as when we fall in love with someone, we want to hang out with them as much as possible, when it's the same with Jesus. If his light shines in our heart, we fall in love with him and we want more and more and more of him. It's because Jesus is beautiful. But for those who are lost in darkness, they don't have this kind of love. Friends, in conclusion, God offers us his light through his Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our darkness. This Christmas, will you receive the gift of Jesus? Will you welcome Jesus into your heart and be born again and receive the Holy Spirit and eternal life? Will you follow Jesus and live the way that God has called you to live? Will you love Jesus and experience the beauty and joy that that brings? Friends, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks that even though we were lost in darkness, you had mercy and compassion on us, and you graciously gave us the gift of light. That light came in the form of a baby, and it was your own Son. And now, through Jesus, through his life, death, and resurrection, we too can now live in your light once again. Help us to receive that light. May it shine in our hearts. Help us to follow Jesus, the light of the world, and help us to fall in love with him so that we might see his beauty and know that joy. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.